Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Crowley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dempsey for a passed ball. Paquette moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paquette scores. Brett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton juggles the ball. That's an error on Patton. Bumbrey moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich bunts towards the mound. Patton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bumbrey moves to third. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey tags and scores. Grich tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Grich scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gritch strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. May moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gritch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Stinson, and White drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nelson now playing second base. Frank White now playing shortstop. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Steve Mingori now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mingori fires to first and has Gritch trapped. There's the throw to White who tags Gritch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Brett moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. Dyer Miller now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Harper reaches second base with a double. Singleton moves to third. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-3 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Tony Muser now playing first base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stinson strikes out. Two outs. Rupert Jones pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.